Don't chase that feeling. Here comes Hunt. Flies the pass. And Kent gets a triple. Cameron Smith goes over. The captain has scored.
Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and Denon Kent on SEN.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Captain's Run, the first one of 2024 with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Protect yourself and those around you from the flu this winter. Book your flu shot today at Chemist Warehouse. Subscribe for the Captain's Run on Apple, Spotify, or where all good podcasts are downloaded. Give us a text. Oh, geez, I've missed your text. I've missed the banter. Look, I've been feeling good about myself lately, so text in and make me feel bad about me. No, I'm just joking. Text in, ask us all your footy questions. I cannot wait to speak to the community and obviously Smithy again too. Make sure you're following. Obviously, give us a text 0457 736 736. That's 0457 736 736. Make sure you're following our brand new Twitter profile at Captain's Run NRL and follow SEN League on Instagram and TikTok. We have the great Cam Smith here. How are you going, brother?
Campy, we're back.
Oh, mate, how exciting. How exciting. Good.
I've been counting down the days. I've had this date circled. Mate. Sixth of March. I've had it circled. Been looking forward to it. Welcome back to all of our loyal listeners from the last couple of years. And I reckon we've picked up a few more. There's probably people listening from Vegas now, Campy.
Surely.
All new listeners, new people to our sport, new listeners to the Captain's Run. But it's great to be back on air. Plenty to talk about too, mate. Plenty. Oh,
plenty on today's show. Vegas review, a success for the game. We've also got some numbers in regards to Fox Sports over in America. All the big off-season stories we missed. Select our 2023 Dally M. Well, we'll look at potential Dally M's towards the end of the year. Some Smokies, maybe. Some Smokies. Preview, and then we'll basically preview the season, and Smithy's going to, we'll preview round one, and then what we'll do is obviously we'll preview each game, and then Smithy will just give a deeper dive into strengths, weaknesses, where he sees that team heading this year. But Smithy, mate, how was your off-season? There was obviously some news in the off-season. You're now coaching the mighty Currumbin Eagles. Yes. How's the off-season, mate?
No, absolutely. It was quite a quiet time in the off season, Kemby, which was good. Just put the feet up a little bit. Big 2023, of course. Getting behind the season with commentary and a bit of radio and all that sort of stuff, and doing some coaching with the Maroons as an assistant. But made the decision early in the new year that I'm having a crack at being a head coach.
Yeah.
Now it's junior football. It's nothing too crazy. It's not anywhere up in those realms of the NRL kind or state of origin or test footy. It's the under 15. So I'm going to coach me young fella. So he's been playing at the Currumbin Eagles for a few years now since the family relocated up to Queensland, and great little footy club. Little community based, tight knit family based club there with plenty young boys and girls taking part in junior rugby league here on the Gold Coast. And I thought, well, why not? The time's running out. The young fella's turned 15. The opportunities won't be around for much longer, to coach the young fella. So I thought, well, I may as well have a go. I've been watching he and his mates, play now for a couple of years. And I just thought, well, get down there and have a go. And in the background too, Campy, I thought, in my eyes, I felt it was important too to go back and sort of help out at grassroots level, because I remember back when I was a young guy playing at Logan Brothers, all the volunteers, the coaches, the mums and dads working in the canteen, in the clubhouse, all those types of things. They're the people that give opportunities for our kids to play sport and obviously, sort of dream or find a pathway into that, the elite systems like, the NRL or the AFL, AFLW, NRLW, A-League, all those things. And I thought, well, here's a great opportunity to do that. Obviously had to give up the State of Origin job. Spoke with Billy. He was great about it, actually. He just said, mate, look, go for it. That's fantastic that you're doing that. And just really didn't have the time to do all of those things at once. So I can sit back and watch State of Origin now I'll be commentating, but more as a Maroons fan than sort of being in camp as a coach as well.
Do you think, I mean, so you stepped away from footy and you're away from the camp. So it's almost, you have that first year, I assume, going, oh, damn, I miss rugby league. But then you kind of get used to your way of life. But then dipping your toes back into camp with the boys, is that going to be tough each year going, oh, man, I wish I was in camp?
Well, there are some parts of it, eh, that I'm going to miss. And I already, you know, I took that into account, right? I'm thinking, well, look, this is a really privileged position that I was in, right? To have the opportunity to be in amongst, you know, the State of Origin camp with the Maroons. Very few people get that opportunity, Kempy. You know, so to be in camp with those guys over the last, you know, two series was incredible. I was lucky enough to, you know, work alongside a couple of my really good mates in Billy, Jonathan Thurston, Nate Miles, you know, Joshy Henne as well. And to work alongside this new crop of Maroons also, you know, and seeing what they've been able to achieve and, you know, for them to be able to create their own history over the last 2 years, winning back-to-back, that was fantastic. And when I was making my mind up about, you know, sort of stepping away, you know, I thought about those good times. I thought about those times with Alfie Langer getting into the sheds post-game after a victory and singing his song and, you know, shaking all the beer up and tossing it everywhere. You know, they're really enjoyable moments. But I just thought, you know, as I said earlier, you know, the time with, you know, my children and being able to, you know, have the potential to coach my young fella in rugby league, that time was running out. So I thought, well, it's now or never, and I made the decision to move and do something a bit different.
Mate, now, I don't want to create a rift or anything like that, so I just want to let you know.
Here we go.
I just want to let you know. Queensland were desperate to keep my services as the assistant to the assistant. And they offered me, I can't confirm what they offered me, but it was a lot. This is a lot. But I just want to let you know, without even your knowing this, I am now officially the assistant to the assistant to the great Currumbin Eagles. I'm in. I know you don't actually know that, but I'm a loyal man. I don't, you know, our coaching team that we have, I'm not just going to walk away from that, mate. Currumbin Eagles all the way.
Thank you. Mate, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I will have to speak with maybe the club president down there tonight at training.
True.
Let him know that we've brought you on board. Not too sure sort of where we're sitting financially. I don't know if we can actually afford the great Denning Kemp at the moment, but yeah, we'll see how we go, mate. We'll see how we go.
Mate, now Vegas just went by, and you know you've been in the game for like 20, 25 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess as someone that has been such a big part of it, but also as a fan of the game, how did you feel coming away from Vegas?
Oh, mate, I loved it. I must admit, I loved it. And I'll be honest here, Kempy. When it was announced that we're going to take these games to Vegas, I was a little bit concerned. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know how, you know, taking it particularly to the United States, how they would receive our game and sort of what the turnout would be, what the reception would be game day. But now I know we had a few Aussies fly over, and fantastic. That's great that, you know, the people, fans of our game, fans of those four clubs that went across, got behind the game and went over. But we had some locals as well, which was fantastic to see the numbers in the stadium in Vegas was fantastic. Like, the pitches looked amazing. They looked amazing. And I'll tell you what, mate, I was glued to the screen for both matches. It really was. And I think that was the goal for the NRL and the commission, was to go over there, create, you know, a spectacle for our game, and to try and gain, you listen to Peter Vlandis and Andrew Abdo, like that's what they're talking about is growing our audience globally. And they see an opportunity over in the States. And look, yeah, you've got to applaud the bravery that they showed to you know, launch such a campaign to get over there. But also the four clubs too. I thought they did a fantastic job in the lead up, you know, doing plenty of promotions throughout the States and particularly in Vegas in the few days before the game. But the performances that they put in too, it was two fantastic games of football.
Mate, I absolutely loved it. And I can't remember a round one that just had this very special, unique feel to it. The reports are suggesting that the American viewership on Fox Sports 1.
Yep.
So we're looking at, in Australia, 1.7 million across 9K of Fox home, which is huge for round one or round zero. That's not even every game.
No.
That's two games.
Matches.
Unbelievable there. Then in TV totals in the USA, Fox Sports 1, 66,000 for Manly Seagulls. Now, they actually ran over into a college basketball game. Wow. 40,000 for Broncos Roosters. Now, that may seem like not that much, but the numbers in regards to the college basketball game, which is, you know, college basketball is huge in America. Mm. You're looking at about 150,000, 160,000 viewerships. So
wow.
if you were to say a game that no one really knows in America is going to get 66,000 in our first game there, that's only, you know, what's that? That's about, we'll say 40%. 40% of a college basketball game.
Yeah. Just under half.
I think that is a big, big win.
Massive.
It's a massive win that, you know, a college basketball game can get 150, 160, and we can get 66 the first year we go over there.
Yeah.
Look, depending on how much it costs, look, if it cost an absolute squillion and broke the bank, then we have to have the discussion of, like, is it financially worth it? Yeah. But I think you're not going to see the money back year three, year four.
No, I think, and that's the plan, right? That's the talk from the guys up very top, is that this is not just a one-off thing. It's a long-term plan for the game. Mm. And they actually spoke. I heard Peter Vlandis talking pre-game at the stadium. He was on one of the panels in the pre-game shows. He was talking that, you know, we won't know how successful this has been until maybe 2-3 years down the track. Mm. It's, you know, we can't just come home after this first trip to America and go, well, that was successful or it wasn't. It's going to be 2 or 3 years, and it's great that they're sticking behind it, and they've made some bold moves to try and, you know, build the game, to grow it globally, to build the business, and you just don't know what opportunities will come. There may not be any, but at least we're having a crack. And if we can afford to do it without, you know, allowing other parts of our game to fall by the wayside, then why not have a shot at the stumps?
Yeah, and also Vlandis did say in an interview only recently on Fox that the plan is, if we do make big money from this, it will go back into country footy grassroots.
Yeah,
which is the hope, because I can understand, you know, country footy sitting there going, hang on a sec, all this money is being spent in Vegas.
Yeah,
what about country footy? But if the money is generated that we hope it is, even more money will be going back to country footy.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to head to a break, but before we do, we've got the text coming in, and I tell you what, they're true to form. First text to come in. Kempy. Oh, no, we've got some more coming in. Kempy, can we try and tone down the brown beaking this year? Rob from Blacktown. Welcome back, bro. Welcome back, Rob. Got plenty more texts to get through. 0457 736 736. After the break, we're going to review Broncos Roosters, Manly Rabbitohs.